But first, I want to go to Colorado and Ralph. Ralph in Colorado, how can we help you?
An honor to speak to you, sir. Real quick, I'm just going to lay it out how I see it. The difference between Cruz and Trump is Trump is a ruler. Cruz is a constitutionalist. Not a perfect one, but that's how I see it. Trump might be a good ruler, but he's not going to turn that rudder one little bit. He's going to rearrange the chairs. He's going to make things a little better, I hope. But I don't know that what he says is winning.
If you had to take the choice, for the country, where we are now in the world situation, Asia imploding, the world economic crisis starting to, you know, gather steam, the war against radical jihad, where America is after 8 years of Obama and 8 years of Bush and 8 years of Clinton and 4 years of Bush, you know, 25 years or whatever from Ronald Reagan, right? If America is today, would you take a ruler who got things done versus a constitutionalist or who was weak? I'm giving you the best case of the ruler and the worst case of the constitutionalist. But if you had a ruler that got things done and he was a ruler and, you know, didn't play nice, would you take that versus a constitutionalist right now, given where America is in the world today?
I'd take a constitutionalist. I don't say that he's weak.
I'm not saying the Constitution is weak. I'm saying if a Constitution comes and happens, would you take? I'm trying to make you decide between would you take an authoritarian or say no way? I'll always take the constitutionalist.
I'll always take the Constitution.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I was born a free man. I don't want a ruler. If we leave that, even if he's a good ruler for
what does mean? Okay, Ralph. What does mean being a free man mean to you? And what do you think it means to your countrymen in the 21st century? What does it mean?
It means our future, the future of our children. That means that we're at the mercy whoever is in that ruling position. And you might have a good ruler for 8 years, and then you hand it to somebody again like Obama or even Bush, who I wasn't terribly happy with either. The fact is that we have to get back to the Constitution. That's the only thing that made this country what it is today. And otherwise, we're going to...
You're kind of making the argument Thomas More made in England against Henry VIII before they beheaded him and became St. Thomas More. You're making the thing that, hey, even though you may love Henry VIII and he's a great ruler and everything like that, if we give up our rights as Englishmen, this is going to lead down a path that we're going to be servants to these people forever. That's essentially your thing. You're a free man, and you don't care if Donald Trump's the greatest thing in the world. You're a free man, and you don't want to hear it. He's either runs by the Constitution or you're out. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing, sir.
Ralph in Colorado, thank you very much, sir.